On view now through Sunday, November 10th, Nina Davidowitz, Full Spectrum, at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Artist Nina Davidowitz has been working as a professional artist for over 30 years. She's a native and longtime resident of Kingston, Pennsylvania, where she graduated from Wyoming Seminary High School. She received a BA in Art History from Mount Holyoke College and an MFA in Design from Marywood University in Scranton. The forms in her paintings come from her favorite subject matter, glimpses of her own neighborhood. As I go through the day, I often come upon beautiful illuminated scenes of houses, yards, streets, and hedgerows. These scenes literally stop me in my tracks. I record these inspiring moments with a photograph, and of these photographs, perhaps one or two become a painting. The photos have to have certain qualities to become a painting: a luminescent glow, an interesting palette of color, and a balanced geometry of form. I try to bring these qualities to life in my painting so that the viewer can share in these awe-inspiring experiences. Over the past years, my compositions have become increasingly simplified, each one pared down to its most basic elements. In this sense, my work can be compared to a haiku, which portrays a moment in time as succinctly as possible. In striving for clarity of light and purity of form, a certain magic is created. Artist Nina Davidowitz.
Everywhere I go, I'm always looking.
Do you have a favorite time of day, a favorite kind of light?
For many years, I did high noon and then around 4 o'clock when the sun is setting and the shadows are really long. I love those long shadows. And then just this series, I thought, I need to explore different times of day. So then I started to become one of those crazy people that went out at sunrise and sunset. What I do is I shoot photographs, and I work from my photos.
You're very big on construction because these things all have very dynamic lines. They're almost abstracting into a constructionism.
Mm-hmm.
They tell this great line between, you know, obviously there's a construction at work, but they're also halfway to photorealism.
I think I'm really drawn to the geometry of buildings and houses and all those flat planes and how they're lit up by the light at that time of day. And then I like to contrast that with nature, which I also love. And the nature, unless it's like a sculpted shrub, which I do have a lot of those in my work, I also like loose nature, wild nature that's very untamed, and I paint that a little more loosely than I do the houses.
This one's a great example of that, where you have the construction, you know, it's the house, lines, solid lines, but then you have this great tree shrub that's covered in good heavy snow that it transforms the whole construction. And so you have this thing that's all hard lines, hard angles, and in front of it it's all soft lines.
I love that contrast between the soft and the hard surfaces. I mean, I love architecture, obviously. There's always some sort of a glimpse of a house or building in all of my paintings. But I really love nature, too. So I try to give that contrast between the two, what's man-made and then what's natural. That's kind of a big thing in my work.
Also seems like a nice contrast in lighting, too, because here you have something that everything's dark or twilighty, except for this porch in the house. It's lit up like a beacon.
Yes, that's one of my newer pieces. That's one of the new ones where I'm exploring different times of day. So dusk is very interesting. The shadows are very soft. And this house is in a town near me, and I drive by it all the time. And I love this big porch they have and the way it lights up at night. I drive around a lot, I guess, and I'm always looking, like I said before, and I've been known to take photographs while I'm driving. Most of the scenes that I paint are in my own area, and I'm very familiar with them. Even if I've taken a photo and I'm using that as the main basis of the painting, I can also remember what it felt like when I took the photo and what that scene felt like, and that I can alter the colors a little bit from the photo to really bring out that certain feel.
Is it a feeling, first and foremost, that snags you as you're going by and you see a house or a building or a great tree or a piece of shrubbery? Is it feeling first and then you need to analyze what the feeling's about?
Yes, it's definitely a feeling, and it's almost sort of a spiritual thing where I'll be driving or walking and then out of the corner of my eye, I'll see some illuminated. It usually has to do with a scene that's illuminated in a certain way. And that's what really grabs me. Then I photograph it, and then from there I work on the painting. So it definitely starts with a glimpse of some illumination of some kind that's interesting, that captures my attention.
It's light, then, more than anything. The light is the first thing that really snags your attention?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm painting the light. I work with a very limited palette. I work in acrylics. I stick with a certain palette because then if I have to walk away from the painting for a while and come back and remix the colors, I know where to start from. But basically, I work with two blues, a green, a red and yellow. And that's what all of these colors come from.
The artist Nina Davidowitz. Her show, Full Spectrum, is on view through Sunday, November 10th at Connections Gallery, 213 North Hampton Street in Easton. Their number for more information is 610-250-7627. More information also available at connectionsgallery.net. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.